Hey folks, welcome back to another edition of Community Focus right here on WPGC 95.5. I'm your host, News Affairs Director Guy Lambert. Hey, we got a power fact show lined up for you today. Gonna get to that in just one second. Before we do so, need to remind you that the comments and opinions expressed during the course of this interview are not necessarily the views of WPGC Radio. Well, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, did you know that in the financial services industry, there are an increasing number of women becoming finance professionals? How about in honor of Women's History Month, it is important to celebrate women in this so-called male-dominated profession? I'm pleased to say that I'm joined during this segment by none other than Miss Sharon Shipp. Who is she, you ask? Well, she really needs no introduction. She is the Deputy Commissioner, D.C. Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, or DISB. And she's kind enough to join us this morning right here on Community Focus. Ms. Shipp, truly a pleasure to speak with you. Good morning.
Good morning, Guy. It's a pleasure to join you on air this morning.
Well, I got to tell you, I am so excited. First of all, it happens to be Women's History Month, and you have so much to talk to us about. There happens to be a plethora of information out there about what you all have contributed. And when I say you all, I mean women, to the financial industry. First and foremost, for folks that are meeting you for the first time, why don't you share with us what you do at the Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking?
Yes, thank you for that. Well, let me first share that the Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking serves the 700,000-plus residents of the District of Columbia. And it is unique in that it is one of three state insurance departments in the country that combines the regulation of insurance, securities, and banking. So our work directly impacts the daily lives of residents in the district. With that context, my role at DISB is Deputy Commissioner for Market Compliance. And in that role, I oversee the Insurance Bureau, which includes monitoring the solvency of insurance companies that operate in the district. We monitor and oversee their licensing, insurance producers, approval of rates and forms. And we also ensure that consumers are treated fairly through our Consumer Services Division, and that we conduct investigations of violations of our insurance laws and regulations through our Enforcement Division.
Yeah, you all have a lot going on. It's interesting. I was talking to my niece the other day, and I was telling her, well, she and I were chit-chatting about how it's Women's History Month. And I said, well, guess who I'm going to be interviewing? And I told her about you. And, well, I'll be honest. She said, well, Guy, I'm just out of college. I'm not really sure about insurance, and I somewhat find it boring. I said, how dare you? And so I'm curious, when folks actually say that insurance is boring, what's your response to that?
Well, I chuckle. You know, Guy, insurance is all about protecting yourself and your assets against the risk of economic calamity. And there is nothing cooler than knowing that if disaster happens, that you have a backup plan, that you are covered. And insurance is certainly an important financial tool. I mean, it can help you live life with fewer worries, knowing that, you know, if there is a disaster, that you have financial assistance. And just so, for example, you know, if someone in your family passes away, life insurance can help you maintain your standard of living. It could help pay for things like your mortgage, your household bills, credit card bills. So, you know, what is cooler than that? And in fact, Guy, I'll tell you a fun fact. Insurance contracts actually began in 1347, and the first one was signed in Genoa, Italy. So this whole concept, you know, of protecting yourself, you know, paying a premium, and knowing that if you have a claim, that it's going to be paid, has been around for a very long time. So to answer your question, insurance is very interesting.
And I concur. I agree wholeheartedly. You heard me, as I've mentioned several times, that this is March is Women's History Month. And I'm curious if you could talk about or share any of the challenges that you have faced, quite honestly, as being a woman in this industry.
Sure. So the challenges that I've had have come mostly from doubters and people not fully recognizing my value. So, for example, I was a business owner for several years. I had my own business. And I would have people come to my office and ask for the attorney or ask for the owner, even though I had represented myself as being the owner or the attorney. But, you know, I was able to overcome those hurdles by staying the course, by being assertive, by doing my best, and believing that I was good enough. And as I climbed, you know, each rung of the ladder, that got me closer to the top. I would also call on other women who've experienced the same thing, and they were very supportive and very encouraging.
Yeah, well, your journey is truly amazing. With that being said, I'm curious, are positive changes occurring for women in business right now?
I would say yes. I mean, it's certainly an honor and a privilege for me to serve in the role that I have and the career that I've had here at Disby. You know, recognizing that every generation of women have had their challenge in overcoming barriers to entry into a profession or hitting a glass ceiling. I think it was the great Ruth Bader Ginsburg that said, you know, as women achieve power and the barriers fall, as society sees that women can do, as women see that women can do, there will be more women going out there and doing things, and we'll all be better off for it. So when I look around and I see women succeeding spectacularly in business as leaders, both in the private and public sector, it's just amazing. And if this counts as a first, the top leadership tier here at Disby are all female.
Oh, wow.
Commissioner Woods, myself as the deputy, and our chief of staff is also female.
Well, as you heard me make mention, you have truly, truly made a mark within the industry, and you continue to do so. Tell us about what you're working on right now that the public perhaps does not know.
So, well, thank you for the opportunity to share that. There are actually two initiatives that I would like to share about with your audience. One of them is we're very focused on education in addition to regulation. And so for today, one of our seminal events is our Mental Health Parity Forum. It's about understanding mental health benefits, access, and equality. And it's geared toward the over 60 population to help our seniors navigate their specific health benefit challenge. In fact, the forum is taking place today, both virtually and in person, at the Hattie Holmes Senior Wellness Center at 324 Kennedy Street Northwest in Washington, D.C. And, you know, your listeners can go to our website to get additional information or to sign up to join online. The second that I'm working on is a life insurance education forum for Financial Literacy Month, which will be in April. And I'm very excited about this initiative. It will be a great learning opportunity for our residents. The attendees will be able to learn how life insurance can be used as a financial tool to replace income, transfer wealth, you know, cover financial expenses. And this will take place on April 22nd at Shiloh Baptist Church in Northwest Washington. And we will have staff on site to help, you know, calculate the cost. And we really believe that this is an important event to provide our residents with the tools to help them prepare for life if the worst should happen.
Wow. You talk about busy. We go from Women's History Month to April being Financial Literacy Month. It just doesn't stop. We're going to have to wrap up here in just a minute. Before we do so, what message might you have for girls and or young ladies who are thinking about a career or just starting out in financial services?
Yes. My message is that a career in financial services is extremely rewarding, and you can help a lot of people. I would encourage young women to seek out mentors to help them. I would recommend taking advantage of internships. I mean, they are a great stepping stone and a pathway to build a career in financial services. And finally, I would say, don't put limits on yourself. There are enough people that will try to put limits on you. I also encourage young women to challenge yourself when you think that you're not ready, and believe that you're good enough and have faith.
Wow. Words spoken by none other than Miss Sharon Shipp. Of course, she is the Deputy Commissioner, D.C. Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, or DISB, as we like to say. Miss Shipp, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate all you do. You are literally changing lives one day at a time. Thank you so very much, ma'am.
Thank you for having me, Guy.
You're welcome. All right, folks, stick around. We're going to take a quick break. More Community Focus coming up next, right here on WPGC 95.5.